We went to several genocide museums, and we went to a reconciliation village where the government has established where the different tribes live side by side. And other locals that we met, the genocide is not too far from their minds. It comes up in a daily conversation.
What's happening at the reconciliation village that you visited?
It's an amazing program that the government has set up. They have constructed a village, and they have members of the opposing tribes, I believe
Of
the
the Hutu?
Tutsi and the Hutu, living side by side next door to each other. And by this program, they have to learn to basically forgive and forget and to learn to get along. The visit that we had with them, the gentleman was explaining to us that they take care of each other's children, and your children are the most precious things to you. So once you trust your child to another person, that means you trust them with your life. So that is how successful this Reconciliation Village project has been.
Now, I'm assuming that the inhabitants of this village are some of the people who committed genocide and those who are survivors.
Yes, they give them different names. There are the perpetrators and there are the survivors.
Yeah, now you say that they get along.
They live side by side. They welcomed us all the same, and they seemed like one big family.
Were you able to get stories from either side?
Yes, actually, that's why we had been invited there, because the person who was the intermediary, he actually got us an interview. So they were expecting us when we went there. And the house that we went to, the wife, she was present, and then the next door neighbor, she was a victim. And they invited the next door neighbor, who was a perpetrator. So she spoke through an interpreter, and we got to ask questions. And then he spoke, and we got to ask questions of him. And the whole experience for us six women was very, very touching, parts of it heart-wrenching. And to me, it was a lesson, and that was my question to the woman, that you, the people of your nation, must have very big hearts because you have so much forgiveness in you to be able to forgive these atrocities and go on.
I just want to get a little bit of what you can recall of what the survivor told you.
She was a 17-year-old girl, and her entire family had been in a church, and it was just an accident of nature that she just happened to be outside of the church when the massacre occurred. So by the time she came back, her entire family were gone. So she had no other option but to go on.
A very traumatic experience.
Yes. But she seemed to have, all of them seemed just to have gotten beyond. She was remarried and she had beautiful little kids around her, and she did not seem, at least to us, to be at all traumatized.
She has moved on.
They all have moved on.
Yes. What about the perpetrator? What did he say?
Actually, for us, it was more difficult to listen to him, again, through an interpreter. But at the end, we all wanted to hug him.
Why?
Somehow he touched our hearts in a particular way. Although, when you think of victims and perpetrators, you think the good guys versus the bad guys.
Right.
But as he explained from his heart what was actually happening in that time period, we tried to understand, as difficult as it was for us because we come from a totally different frame of mind, that we did not think of him as an evil person. At the end, we came outside and we took group pictures, and it was very emotional, more with him than with her.
Talking about this experience, what do you think people in other countries can learn from this?
Forgiveness, to get past things, to get beyond things. There's more to life than one tribe against the other. Why can't all tribes live next door to each other in peace and harmony?